You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online streaming around the world to millions and millions at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. You're listening to The Midday Show, and joining me live in studio today, it's New York band Level Up. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having
me. So excited to have you here. You have a brand new album called Return to Love, and let's see what you got.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Level Up live on KEXP. Songs from the new album, Return to Love. So great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
If I'm not mistaken, you guys live in Brooklyn now, but you met at university at SUNY Purchase, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a very highly regarded liberal arts college, and I'm wondering, was that just a cauldron of creativity?
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I mean, tell me about meeting there and your time coming together as a band.
There's definitely a good music scene that we all kind of stumbled into, I think, and met through that.
Yeah, it's definitely why I went to that college.
Same.
I think a lot of us were aware of the like DIY music scene around there, and we wanted to go there to participate and form bands and all that.
I've never been there, but from what I understand, there's really not that much going on there besides the university. And I'm curious if that kind of creates an incubator. Does that help you, you know, learn what it takes to become a band, or do you have to look outside that community? I mean, what's it like?
There's nothing going on there. It's like the college is kind of separate from everything else. And so you don't really have access to anything outside of campus unless you have a car. Pretty much everybody lived on campus, or like most people lived on campus, and we had access to like practice spaces where we could like store our gear. And
I think incubator is the perfect word for it, because it was just like you had nothing else to do but like sit there and like watch your friends and learn from them and play with them. So sort of like all hatched like little baby eggs.
And everyone was always starting like a lot of different bands. So everyone was in multiple bands, and it was kind of like a who's gonna do what next.
Well, that's interesting. You would say that because Nick and you took lead on the two different songs that you did now, and I know that Dave also takes lead on songs. So was it sort of three people leading bands that came together in this project? I mean, how do you make that work? It sounds very cohesive to me. I actually don't always know that a different person is singing.
Thank you. It kind of happened that way. I mean, Dave and Mike started just kind of hanging out and making little songs, and like, I guess the idea was like short self-recorded pop songs, and I was also doing that separately. I didn't have a band, and they didn't have a band, and then we were gonna put out a split tape, and decided to just kind of combine everything into one cohesive record. And it worked out surprisingly well, I think.
Yeah.
But it is sort of like a mixtape type of situation on that record.
And each of us at the time when the band started were in other bands that were like our main things. Like I was in a different band, Dave was in a different band, and then this was just our fun side thing from those bands.
And I'm not surprised to hear that you went to a college that was so DIY, you've put out your records on your own label until now, and then you met Seattle Sub Pop Records. How did that come to be, and what did that allow you to do? My guess is, and especially knowing how that label works with artists, you still are very hands-on in the process. But what did working with the label and now being on your third record sort of bring to this latest album for you?
That's a good question. So we met Nick Duncan from Sub Pop actually at Black Lodge, where we're playing tonight. I guess like a year and a half ago or something like that. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been really cool. It's nice to have like a whole big team like rooting for you, and yeah, it feels good. I don't know.
I know you put out some of your friends' records on your own label, and I wonder if you sort of don't put as much effort into promoting yourself when you have the responsibility of promoting other people, and is that a reason maybe to put your own music out on another label?
Yeah, I think that's a big reason why we wanted to find someone to help us this time around.
Yeah, we continually like put ourselves like after all the other bands that we were trying to put out records for, and so our record just remained like out of stock for pretty much until like a month ago, like our last record that we released. And we finally just redid it after it's been out of stock for over a year.
Yeah.
so folks can go out and get multiple Level Up records now. The newest one out on Sub Pop is called Return to Love, and you're bringing it full circle, playing the Black Lodge tonight here in Seattle. And what have you got next for us?
It's called The Closing Door.
I can't see.
Oh, that sounds so good. Level Up live on KEXP. Songs from their new album, Return to Love, out on Sub Pop Records. Mike, Dave, Greg, and Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That sounded amazing. And they're going to be playing Black Lodge tonight, a great way to spend a moody Monday night here in Seattle. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.